弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们今天邀请了年轻人来做翻译 Daniel.
Today we welcome a young person named Daniel to do the translation.
大家为他鼓掌加油哈。我们希望我们教会的年轻人也可以成长起来参与不同的侍奉。
We hope the young people in this church will also take this as an example.
今天是一个非常喜庆的日子，是纪念主耶稣基督从死里复活的日子。
It's a very special day today. It's the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，我们所信的主真的是复活了。
Thank God that the Lord Jesus really rose from the dead.
他爱我们，为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
He loved us and was crucified on the cross for our sins.
成为我们的赎罪祭。
Becoming our atoning sacrifice.
代替了我们罪所应受的刑罚。
And replacing the penalty our sins deserved.
然后我们的主三天之后复活了。
And then he resurrected three days later.
我们的主是复活的主。
Our Lord is the resurrected Lord.
是胜过死亡的主。
The Lord who conquers death.
是掌管生命的主。
And the Lord who controls life.
我们因信耶稣基督，我们也有复活的盼望。
Because of our faith in Jesus Christ, we also have the hope of resurrection.
将来我们也必从死里复活。
In the future, we will also be resurrected from the dead.
与我们的主永远在一起。
And be with our Lord forever.
这是我们的核心信仰。
This is our core belief.
那个 AV 同工有我的 Power PPT 吗？麻烦你。我发了邮件了，在这 AV 邮箱里应该是。稍等一下哈 ，just wait a minute for the PPT.
So wait for the PowerPoint.
So I speak Chinese and I speak English. You translate to Chinese.
No.
在那 AV 邮箱里面应该是有的，没有吗？OK， 找到了哈。找到了是吧 ？OK， 好。在约翰福音第十一章，我们知道那段故事，就是耶稣的朋友拉撒路哈生病死了。
In John 11, we all know the story that Jesus' friend Lazarus fell ill and died.
然后拉撒路姐姐去找耶稣，然后耶稣看见。对，看见他了之后，然后就对拉撒路的姐姐说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活；凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。”你信这话吗？
Lazarus' sister went to Jesus, and Jesus said to Lazarus' sister, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Do you believe in Jesus' resurrection?"
我们信耶稣复活了吗？
Do we believe in Jesus' resurrection?
那么我们信耶稣给我们的应许吗？
Do we believe the promises Jesus gives us?
应许是信我的人虽然死了也必复活，就是指我们这些信的人。我们信我们会将来也会死里复活吗？
So do we believe that he really rose from the dead?
大家不要觉得我在问一个很愚蠢的问题。
Please don't think that what I asked is a very dumb question.
居然问基督徒相不相信复活的事情。
Asking Christians whether they believe in the resurrection.
我也以为我问的这个问题是很愚蠢。
I thought asking this question was a very stupid question.
但是当我看过一组调查数据之后，我自己也惊呆了。
But after reading a set of survey data about the resurrection, I was shocked.
原来真的是有很多基督徒不相信复活的。
It turns out that there are really many Christians who don't believe in the resurrection.
根据调查，在英国有四分之一的基督徒是不相信有复活的。
According to surveys, a quarter of Christians in the United Kingdom do not believe in the resurrection.
在美国整体民众当中，有三分之一的人是不相信有复活的。
And about a third of the general population in the United States does not believe in the resurrection.
三分之一、四分之一，这个比例不是一个小的比例，是一个很大的一个数字。
A third and a fourth is not a small number. It's a pretty big number.
我们当中有多少人从心里面是不相信复活的？
How many of us do not believe in the resurrection from the bottom of our hearts?
我不去做调查，但是我们可以自己问自己。
I won't do any survey, but we can all ask ourselves.
我信复活吗？
Do I believe in the resurrection?
我信我将来会使你复活吗？
Do I believe in that I will be resurrected?
我们信耶稣所说的话吗？
Do I believe what Jesus said?
耶稣是复活，耶稣是生命。信耶稣的人虽然死了，也必复活。反活着信耶稣的人必永远不死。我们信这话吗？
Jesus is the resurrection, Jesus is life. Whoever believes in Jesus will live again even if he dies. And whoever lives and believes in Jesus will never die. Do we believe in this?
耶稣确实复活了。
Jesus was indeed resurrected.
耶稣复活的证据是有很多的。
There's a lot of evidence for his resurrection.
历史上有许多人想要推翻耶稣复活的事实，但是结果不但没有做到，反而是自己信耶稣复活了。
Many people in history wanted to overturn the fact of Jesus' resurrection. As a result, not only did they fail to do so, but they instead convinced themselves that Jesus was resurrected.
我不知道有多少人读过这本书《铁证待判》这本书。
How many people have read The New Evidence That Demands a Verdict?
这本书的销量有一千万册。书的作者是麦道卫。
This book has sold 10 million copies, and the author of the book is Josh McDowell.
他最开始的时候，他就是立志要证明耶稣复活的是假的。
So he used to be a person who did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
然后他就去做调查、做研究啊，结果证明，最后调查的结果是他让他自己信了耶稣，确实是复活了。他成为一个基督徒。
So he did a bunch of research and a lot of investigation, and then in the end, he concluded that the resurrection was real.
但我今天不是要讲耶稣复活的证据，而是要讲耶稣复活后向门徒显现所发生的事情。
But today I'm not going to talk about the evidence of Jesus' resurrection, but what happened when Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection.
耶稣的复活对跟随他的门徒是极其重要的。
The resurrection of Jesus was extremely important to his disciples.
因为耶稣的复活彻底翻转了他们的生命。
Because it completely changed their lives.
历史上以及今天，无数的基督徒因着耶稣的复活，生命也被彻底的翻转。
Throughout history and in present day, through their faith in the resurrection of Jesus, countless Christians have had their lives completely changed.
在我们刚才读的那段经文里面，就是约翰福音二十章十九到二十节，那说那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在他们当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
From the scripture we just read, John chapter 20, verse 19 to 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side.
一个真实的情况是，跟随耶稣的门徒在面对耶稣被抓、被审、被钉在十字架上面，他们那时候对耶稣的信心啊，开始动摇了。
In reality, the disciples who followed Jesus saw that When he was arrested, interrogated, and crucified, they began to waver in their faith in Jesus.
虽然耶稣早已告诉门，早已多次告诉门徒要发生在他身上的事情，门徒在那个时候呢，也信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Even though Jesus had already told his disciples many times what was going to happen to him, the disciples also believed that Jesus was Christ, the Son of God.
但是当这些事情真的发生的时候，他们还是软弱退后了，他们逃跑了。
But when this actually happened, they were still weak and backed down.
他们惧怕犹太宗教领袖，也派人来抓捕他们。
They fled in fearing that the Jewish religious leaders would also send people to arrest them.
他们那时候也愁烦了，因为他们想，如果耶稣真的是基督的话，怎么可能会变成这样的一个结果呢？
They were troubled. They thought if Jesus was really Christ, how could this situation happen?
他们甚至也疑惑了，当复活的那个早上，有妇女看见复活的耶稣之后，然后来告诉他们说，我看见了复活的主，但是这些门徒还是不相信。
They were confused. A woman told them that they had seen the resurrected Jesus, but they still did not believe it.
在耶稣复活的那个晚上，门徒们就聚在一起，他们那时候伤痛，他们那时候惧怕，他们那时候愁烦，他们疑惑，各种各样的复杂的情绪笼罩在这些门徒身上。
On the night of Jesus' resurrection, the disciples gathered together. Pain, fear, sorrow, doubt, and complex emotions enveloped the disciples.
这时耶稣来到门徒中间，亲自向门徒显现，并让门徒看见他手上的钉痕和那个被罗马兵丁用枪刺破的身子。
At this time, Jesus came to the disciples, appeared to them personally, and showed the disciples the nail marks on his hands and the marks on his body that had been pierced by the spears of the Roman soldiers.
这幅画是我在网上找到了很好的一幅画，来描绘刚才的那段经文所发生的事情。
So this picture is a picture I found online that depicts pretty well what I just talked about.
让门徒看见眼前的耶稣他手上有钉痕他有还有这个枪伤他们真的是相信。这真的是他们所信靠的主，真的是耶稣基督，耶稣基督真的是复活了。
So it's only when the disciples saw the wounds left by Jesus' crucifixion, signs that he was actually on the cross, that the Jesus before them was the real Jesus, the resurrected Lord.
然后耶稣祝福门徒说：“愿你们平安。”
Jesus blessed his disciples and said, "Peace be with you."
为什么耶稣见到他们的时候说的第一句话就是说：“愿你们平安。”
Why was the first sentence that he said to them, "Peace be with you"?
因为那时候门徒最需要的就是平安。
It's because what the disciples needed most at that time was peace.
复活的主要把平安赐给门徒，也赐给所有信靠耶稣基督是救主的人。
The resurrected Lord gave peace to his disciples and to all who trust in Jesus as their Savior.
因着耶稣的复活，他胜过了死亡。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, he conquered death.
他也会拯救我们脱离灵魂的死亡，因此我们不再惧怕死亡，我们有属天的平安。
No power in the world can defeat Jesus. If we have such an almighty Lord to help us and protect us, we will also have real peace.
因着耶稣的复活，他胜过了世上，他胜过了世界，世上没有任何势力可以胜过耶稣基督。
No power in the world can defeat Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If we have such an almighty Lord to help us and protect us, we will have real peace.
所以耶稣是万王之王，万主之主。我们有这样的一位主在帮助我们在保护我们，我们就有了真正的平安。
He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
门徒看见复活的耶稣之后，然后也听见耶稣亲自来祝福他们平安，他们就大大的喜乐，因为他们所跟从的耶稣基督真的是复活了。
When the disciples saw the resurrected Jesus and heard he was personally wishing them peace, they were very happy.
他们之前所有的惧怕、忧愁、伤心、疑惑都消失得无影无踪。
All their previous fears, sorrows, sadness, and doubts disappeared without a trace.
这就是复活的之后的耶稣、向门徒显现，然后对门徒的这个祝福，要把平安与喜乐来赐给门徒。
This is the greatest blessing that Jesus gave his disciples after his resurrection, giving them peace and joy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们今天在这个地方来庆祝耶稣基督的复活，主耶稣也在我们当中。
Dear brothers and sisters, today we are here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. The Lord Jesus is also among us.
他也要把平安与喜乐来赐给我们。
He will bless us with peace and joy.
我们可以问我们心，我们现在，我们心里面有平安吗？我们心里面有喜乐吗？
Let's ask ourselves, do we have peace in our hearts? Do we have joy in our hearts?
我们惧怕疾病与死亡吗？
Do we fear disease and death?
我们担心失业，我们担心生活所需吗？
Do we worry about the necessities of life?
我们疑惑主真的会看顾我们吗？
Do we doubt that the Lord will really take care of us?
我们信主的好像还有很多的难处，我们祷告了很久，好像主也没有、回答我们，好像问题还在。
It seems that we still have many difficulties after believing in the Lord. We have prayed for a long time, but the problems are still there.
是的，在我们生活当中会有很多的这个惧怕，很多的愁烦，还有很多疑惑的时候。
Yes, we have times in life of fear, worry, and doubt.
其实就像我刚才在牧祷的时候就提到、陈伯俊、伯伯、是孙慧珠阿姨她给我发一个消息说他的这个状况让我们一起来为他祷告。
So what I was talking about before, with that family asking us to, they were asking us to pray for them.
我相信他们在这个时候，他们也有很多的这个这个担心啊、不知道会是怎么样子。
I trust that in this time.In this difficult time, that they have a lot of worries.
但是我也相信，在他们内心里面，他们是有那个平安的。
But I trust that in this time, in their hearts, they have peace.
因为我们信靠主的人，我们虽然说会面临死亡的这危险，但是我们也坚信，我们将来有死里复活。
Because if we trust in the Lord, even when we face death, we know it's not.A permanent one.
因为我们所信的主是复活的主。
Because the Lord we believe in is a resurrected Lord.
他已经胜过死亡，胜过了世界。
He has overcome death and the world.
我们信靠主耶稣基督，他一定会帮助我们，帮助我们胜过各样的患难，胜过死亡，胜过各样的黑暗势力。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, He will definitely help us and overcome.Adversity, death, and all kinds of dark forces.
这是我们的信心，因为有这样的信心，所以我们就有了属天的平安与喜乐。
This is our faith, and because of this kind of faith, we have heavenly peace and joy.
第二个，我们可以看到，主耶稣复活的主要把平安与喜乐赐给我们，但是这样的祝福。不是让我们独自享受，而是要我们把这个平安与喜乐要传递给别人。
We want to thank the resurrected Lord Jesus for giving us peace and joy. But this kind of blessing for us to enjoy alone, but to pass on this peace and joy to others.
在约翰福音二十章二十一节，耶稣又对门徒说：“愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
John chapter 20 verse 21 says.Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
复活的主耶稣把平安赐给门徒之后，也要差遣他们出去传讲平安的信息。
After the resurrected Jesus blessed his disciples with peace, he would send them out to preach the message of peace.
要把主的平安带给那些生活在不平安当中的人。
And bring the peace of the Lord to those who don't live in peace.
就正如我们在世上生活的时候，我们还没有平安的时候，父神就差遣耶稣基督从天上来到地上，把天上的平安带给了我们。
just as God the Father sent Jesus from heaven to the earth to bring the peace of heaven to us.
我们作为耶稣基督的门徒，我们要效法耶稣基督，要成为平安之子。
Disciples are to imitate Jesus Christ and become sons of peace.
这是复活的主给门徒的使命。
This is the mission by the, given to the disciples by the resurrected Lord.
我们很多时候是希望得到上帝的祝福，得到上帝的平安，得到上帝的喜乐。但是我们有没有想过，让我们能够成为别人的祝福呢？
The world we live in is increasingly without peace. The more we long for peace, but peace seems to be getting further and further away from us.
我们很多时候把上帝的祝福据为己有，而不愿意去祝福别人，这不是主耶稣所期望的样子。
A lot of the times we want, the peace for ourselves, but we don't care to give it to others.
如果我们把上帝赐给我们的平安喜乐据为己有的话，而不愿意去祝福别人的话，这个只能说是一个非常自私的基督徒。
This is, the way of a selfish Christian.
我们要再次回到主耶稣复活的那天晚上，他对门徒所说的每一句话。
We should go back to the night of the resurrection and then reflect on what Jesus said to his disciples.
他说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们，成为平安之子。
He said, just as the Father has sent me, I am sending you to send peace to others.
我们生活的这个世界，越来越没有平安，对吗？
Yeah, the world we live in now is increasingly.
我们越渴望平安，但好像平安离我们越来越远。
And this peace seems to be getting further and further away from us.
生活在战争中的百姓没有平安。
People who live in wars have no peace.
生活在贸易战争中的百姓也没有平安。
People who live in trade wars have no peace.
生活在瘟疫流行的中的百姓没有平安。
People who live in epidemics have no peace.
生活在关系断裂当中的人没有平安。
And people who live in broken relationships have no peace.
生活在死亡阴影中的人没有平安。
And people who live in the shadow of death have no peace.
许多人表面上非常刚强，但是他内心里面其实是没有真正平安的。
Many people look strong on the outside, but they don't have peace on the inside.
许多人在其他宗教里面去寻求平安，但是他们的宗教领袖或者他们的先知死了，或者是虚构的。
Many people seek religion to bring them peace, but their religious leaders are dead or false and cannot bring them true peace.
这些也不能够带给他们真正的平安。
These things cannot bring them true peace.
而我们所信的主耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，但他三天之后复活了。
The Lord Jesus we believe in died for our sins, but after 3 days he rose again.
他现在坐在天上，不断为我们祈求。
He is now sitting in heaven constantly praying for us.
他也赐下圣灵住在我们里面。
And giving the Holy Spirit to keep us.
我们真的是有从天而来的平安。
We have true peace.
主耶稣差遣我们，要我们要把我们所得的平安要传递给生活在不平安当中的人。
And the Lord Jesus has sent us to convey the peace we have to those who are not living in peace.
他们只有与我们一样信靠这位复活的主，才会有真正的平安。
Only by trusting in the resurrected Lord like us can they have real peace.
前几天我在与一个我的朋友在一起聊天，他是一个很能干的人。
I was chatting with a friend the other day. They're a very capable person.
但他不认识耶稣基督。
But they don't know Jesus.
他问我这个周末教会有什么活动。
So they asked me what the church is doing this weekend.
我很高兴他竟然主动问我这个话题，然后呢我们就在一起聊起了信仰。
So I'm happy that she took the initiative to ask me, and then we started talking about faith.
他告诉我他最近一直在思想人生的问题。
She told me that she has recently been thinking about life issues.
她不知道怎样去面对生活中的各种各样的烦恼。
And doesn't know how to face the various troubles in life.
他也尝试去了解佛教，希望从佛教里面找到他内心的平安。
She tried for a long time to understand Buddhism to try and find peace.
他也去庙里面有烧香，然后也读一些佛教的一些书，但是没有找到他想要的平安。
She read Buddhism books and did Buddhism rituals, but could not find real peace.
我告诉他，其他的信仰都是从人的角度来看，好像是有道理的。
I told her that other beliefs may make sense from a human perspective, but they don't really solve life's most important problems.
但是不能够解决人生当中最重要的问题。
Oh, okay, but they don't really solve life's most important problems.
只有在耶稣基督里面，才有真正的真理，才有真正的答案。
Only in Christianity can there be truth and answers.
基督信仰的真理是合乎理性的，是合乎逻辑的，有无数的证据表明是真实的信仰。
This truth is rational, logical, and backed up by countless evidence that it is a true belief.
我们所信的神是创造宇宙万物的神，我们所信的主是死里复活的主，是满有恩典怜悯的主。
The God we believe in is the one who rose from the dead, the one full of grace, mercy, and love.
信靠这位主才有真正的平安。
Only by trusting in this Lord can we have true peace.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你知道，其实我们在身边还有很多内心没有平安的人，对吗
？So, dear brothers and sisters, there are still many people around us who have no inner peace.
复活的主向门徒显现，对门徒说的第一句话就是：“愿你们平安。”
The resurrected Lord. The first thing the resurrected Lord said to his disciples was, "Peace be with you."
他也差遣我们把这个平安要传递给别人。
And he has also sent us to bring this peace to others.
让我们成为平安之子。
To be sons of peace.
我们愿意被主所差遣吗
？Are we willing to be sent by the Lord?
我们愿意成为别人的平安之子吗？
Are we willing to be a child of peace for others?
今天我们坐在这地方来庆祝耶稣基督的复活，领受他从天而来的平安。
On this day, when we commemorate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, our best response to the Lord's salvation is not. Okay.
那我们对主的这个救恩、对主的这个祝福、对主的平安，我们最好的回应是什么？
So, what is our best response to the Lord's peace and blessing?
就是听从他的吩咐，被他所差遣出去传那平安的福音。
It's to be grateful, obey his instructions, be sent out by him, and go out and preach the gospel of peace.
传讲复活的耶稣基督。
Preach the resurrected Jesus Christ.
成为别人的平安之子。
Become a real child of peace for others.
成为别人的祝福。
And be a blessing to others.
这才是一个真正的基督徒应该去做的事情。
This is something that all Christians should do.
复活的主要差遣我们出去传扬那平安的福音，他也会把传扬福音的权柄和能力来赐给我们。
The resurrected Lord will send his disciples out to preach the gospel of peace, and will also give them the authority and power to preach the gospel.
约翰福音二十章二十到二十三节，耶稣说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。”你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
John chapter 20 verse 22 to 23, and with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
复活的主耶稣把圣灵赐给门徒，门徒领受圣灵后就得着主赐的权柄与能力，他们就可以出去传道，为主做见证，领人悔改归向耶稣基督。
After the resurrection, the Lord Jesus gave the Holy Spirit to his disciples. After receiving the Holy Spirit, the disciples received the authority and power given by the Lord, and they could go out to preach, bear witness to the Lord, and lead people to repent and turn to Jesus Christ.
耶稣的门徒得着主赐的圣灵之后，他们就 出去放胆传道，不惧怕死亡，不惧怕逼迫，行了神许多了神迹奇事，带领无数的人来信靠这位复活的主。
After receiving the Holy Spirit given by the Lord, Jesus' disciples went out to preach boldly without fear of death or prosecution.
耶稣基督的福音就在那种严酷逼迫的环境当中被门徒广泛的传播、啊、这些都证实了他们真的是经历了主耶稣基督的复活，他们真的是听从了主耶稣基督的差遣，真的领受了耶稣所赐的这个权柄和能力。
The fact that the gospel of Jesus Christ could be so widely spread by the disciples in the severe persecution environment at that time proved that they had truly experienced the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, truly listened to the Lord Jesus' sending, and truly received the authority and power given by the Holy Spirit.
那我就要问所有的弟兄姐妹，我们信了主耶稣，对吗？
So today I ask all our brothers and sisters,
主耶稣,
do we believe in Jesus Christ?
主耶稣也把圣灵赐给了我们，对吗？
And he gave us the Holy Spirit today.
主耶稣也把权柄和能力赐给了我们，对吗？
And the authority and power given to us.
那我要问，我们身上有彰显出来耶稣所赐给我们的权柄和能力吗？
Do we feel that we have been given authority and power by the Holy Spirit?
很可惜的是，许多基督徒很少使用主耶稣赐给我们的权柄或能力。
Unfortunately, many of us don't use the authority and abilities to preach the gospel.
我们本应该像一位大有能力的将军或勇士，可以出去靠着主赐给我们的权柄和能力去征战得胜，去得人如得鱼。
We should be like a powerful general or warrior. We can go out to fight for the Lord and win victory, winning people like fish.
可是我们却自我限制了我们自己。
But we have limited ourselves.
我们或者是出于惧怕不敢出去。
We may not dare to go out of fear.
我们怀着说自我否定说我不行，所以我不出去。
Or we may deny that we can do it out of self-denial.
或者我们喜欢享受舒适的生活而不愿意出去。
Or we may like to enjoy a comfortable life.
我们把圣灵所赐的权柄和能力埋藏起来了。
We bury the authority and power given by the Holy Spirit.
就像把一把锋利的宝剑埋藏在地里面，直到生锈，也从来没有使用过它。
Just like we bury a sharp sword in the ground and never use it until it gets rusty.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是这样的基督徒？
Dear brothers and sisters, are we like this?
我们再一次回到耶稣复活的那天晚上对门徒所说的每一句话。
Let's go back again to the evening of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
所以说，愿你们平安。
The resurrected Lord said, "Peace be among you."
你们受圣灵。
Receive my blessing.
我们的作为一个基督徒，我们有没有活出来这个主耶稣想要我们活出的那个样子出来
？Have we lived in a way that is pleasing to Jesus?
真的，我们很多时候，我们非常的。在主面前非常的羞愧。
There's a lot of times where we, in front of the Lord, are not adequate enough.
Yeah. 真的是求神能够来帮助我们，让我们真的是能够活出主所期望的样子。他已经把圣灵赐给了我们，他已经把权柄和能力赐给了我们。让我们可以去践踏蝎子，可以胜过一切的黑暗的势力，但是我们很多时候真的是没有做到这一点。
Yes, so we ask the Lord to give us the strength and the authority and power to go spread His word from the Holy Spirit.
所以在这纪念主耶稣基督复活的日子，我们再一次来思想发生在主耶稣复活的那一个晚上，耶稣向他的门徒显现所发生的事情。
So on this day that we commemorate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, we once again think about what happened that night
of the resurrection.
First, we can see that the resurrected Lord appeared before his beloved disciples, confirming that he was indeed alive again.
耶稣的复活是铁一般的事实, 没有任何人可以否定得掉的。
This is something that nobody else can do or doubt.
然后耶稣要把平安 也赐给他的门徒, 门徒就得着从复活的主而来的平安和喜乐。
And he gave peace to the disciples, and the disciples received the peace and joy that came from the resurrected Lord.
接着复活的主差遣门徒出去传福音。
Then the resurrected Lord sent his disciples out to preach the gospel.
要为主做见证。
And bear witness for the Lord.
接着复活的主把圣灵赐给他们，赐给他们权柄和能力， 可以胜过罪恶的权势， 来可以带领人悔改归向复活的主。
Then the resurrected Lord gave them the Holy Spirit, giving them the authority and power to overcome the power of sin and lead people to repent and return to the resurrected Lord.
这是复活的主在复活的那天晚上向他的门徒所做的。
This is what the risen Lord did to his disciples on that night.
其实就只有几句话。
It's only a couple of words.
但是却是耶稣对他的门徒最大的期望。
But it was Jesus' biggest hope for his disciples.
我们信耶稣真的复活了，对吗？
Do we really believe that Jesus has resurrected?
我们也成为主的门徒。
If we do, then we also become his disciples.
我们也必定得着主赐给我们的平安与喜乐。
And we will receive his peace and joy.
可以胜过一切的伤痛、惧怕、愁烦、疑惑，甚至是死亡的危险。
And we can overcome all pain, fear, sorrow, and doubts, and fear of death.
这是复活主对我们的祝福。
This is the blessing from the resurrected Lord.
但是我们也应当顺服主的差遣，成为平安之子。 把从主而来的平安带给他人，成为别人的祝福。
We have received all these blessings from the resurrected Lord, and we should obey the Lord's sending, becoming children of peace, bring the peace that comes from the Lord to others, and become a blessing to others.
我们要用主赐的权柄和能力出去打那美好的仗。
We must use the authority and power given by the Lord to go out and fight the good fight for the Lord.
被主大大使用,
to be used by the Lord.
这样行才是真的我们在复活的主日来纪念主我们最好的一个纪念。
Doing this is the best to commemorate the resurrected Lord, and this is the best commemoration.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Okay, let's pray together.
亲爱的主, 我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
感谢你死在十字架上面，来成为我们的赎罪祭，救赎了我们，脱离罪恶。
We thank you for sacrificing yourself on the cross for us.
代替了我们的罪所应受的一切的刑罚。
Washing away our sins.
我们也感谢你，你三天之后从死里复活，胜过了死亡，胜过了一切的罪恶的权势。
And we thank you for rising again after 3 days, conquering death.
也把这个复活的盼望赐给所有信靠你的人。
And giving this hope of conquering death to others.
我们得到你莫大的恩典，我们要来到面前思想，我们当怎样行才能够来回报你对我们如此大的恩典。
And we receive this with grace, and we want to repay this.
求你把对门徒所说的这几句话始终放在我们每一位弟兄姐妹心里面，让我们牢牢记住耶稣对门徒所说的。
And we pray that what you said to the disciples also speaks to us as well.
成为我们每一位基督徒的激励。
And becomes something that all Christians remember.
谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Thank you in the name Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen. 好，那个回应诗歌就不唱了，就没有时间唱了。好 ，OK， 谢谢 Daniel。
Thank you, Daniel.